This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Repeatedly throughout this campaign, I will not raise taxes on anyone making $250,000 or less.
We are going to cut taxes massively. We're going to cut business taxes massively. They're going to start hiring people. We're going to bring the $2.5 trillion that's offshore back into the country. We are going to start the engine rolling again because right now our country is dying at 1% GDP.
All right, that's a little slice of the last debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Wow, we're less than 3 weeks, until we elect a new president that will occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's really coming out, however, and we'll let you hear this later as we move along, out of the debate is a couple of quick quotes, and we're going to go to Ellen Ratner in a second, where she was there, where Donald Trump said that Clinton said to Clinton, such a nasty woman, such a nasty woman. And there were a couple other of those defining moments. Ellen, you were there. Wow. What an experience, huh, in this last one?
Yes, it certainly is. Actually, I'm still here. I'm in the spin room right now as things are happening. So they're still spinning, even after the debate like this. But it's interesting because Donna Brazile said that she felt, she didn't use these words exactly, I'm having a senior moment, but basically that some of the emails had been tampered with or altered. And then when asked for evidence of that, she couldn't come up with any. I thought that was very interesting.
Boy, no kidding. You heard me mention at the top that one of the things that Trump now, he keeps getting pulled out and tweeted, the whole idea that he muttered such a nasty woman. So it seemed as though he did fine in the beginning of the debate and then he just became unraveled and took the bait. Did you see it that way?
I was here with all the press. We were all watching it. I felt like each side got in their sort of points in a nasty way, but I thought Chris Wallace did a very good job.
So I'm not
sure. I totally agree with, what you're saying. It was much more mixed and nuanced, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, so you're saying it wasn't all just Trump with a few quick clips or quips, rather. There was more to it than that. I agree with you on Chris Wallace. I think across the board he's getting high marks.
Very high marks. And that's been very, very interesting. The other thing that I think is really interesting is that they asked Donald Trump if he would accept the results of this election, but they didn't ask Hillary Clinton that.
I know. I thought that was interesting, too. And, of course, you heard what his answer was, and there's a lot being pumped out about that as well. I was just looking at something from Dick Morris who said, you know what, whoever's going to win this election, it's not going to be because they refuse to accept election results. But we haven't heard that before from any of the candidates. Were you surprised by that?
I was very surprised by it, honestly. Frankly, this entire election and everything around it has been shocking to me. I mean, like, I've been covering every election in some way. I wasn't really out on the trail because I was doing long-form radio in 92, but I've been covering every election since 92. 24 years worth of elections, and I'm just quite shocked, frankly.
Yeah, and as you
say, the whole thing is shocking.
In covering the election, you've watched polls before. Could the polls be that wrong if she gets a big blowout margin? Because that's being said, too.
Well, actually, they were wrong in 2 weeks before the election in 1980 when it was Reagan versus President Carter. And they had Carter winning the election by 7, 8, 9 points. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me. But obviously, Carter didn't win that election.
Yeah.
So, yep. I think we don't know.
That's what I think, too. You agree with that. You, me, and Bob Ney, I think we're the ones saying the coin flip, that we really think it's a coin flick, flip of the coin, rather. The how about the story about...
Go ahead. But quickly, I think what's going to happen is that people are going to go into that voting booth, they're going to vote for Trump, and they're going to come out and tell the poll watchers that they're voting for Hillary, that they voted for Hillary Clinton.
I think that, too. I agree. Hey, I agree, absolutely. Hey, last one, because I know you're there in the spin room, which is very cool that you're coming to us live from there. I hope everyone appreciates that. But the how about the story about paying protesters? Because even Trump kind of mentioned that they're paying protesters. Not good, huh? We have the congresswoman's husband caught on tape.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. We'll see. I think it's going to be a bigger story,
true,
too.
But we'd have to, again, they've been known to edit tapes before, like with the Planned Parenthood, so we got to figure that out.
I agree.
If it's true, it's horrible.
I agree, absolutely. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much for joining us live from Nevada. Bye-bye.
You got it.
So how about that? You heard what Ellen said, and I mentioned that I think I agree with her 100%. And she said she's been covering elections for a long time. I think people will say they're not voting for Donald Trump, and that many of them will go in and they will vote for Trump. And you'd be surprised at what the results will be. I think it does come down to the wire. This is not on any side of this. It's just not a gimme. I just really believe that. And as we were mentioning about the polls, and we've seen this before, but it's been a very long time. That's what I think, too. By the way, a pair of Democratic strategists backing Hillary Clinton's campaign for president, they're stepping down after a video surfaced that showed their staff plotting disruptions at Donald Trump rallies. Robert Kramer, the founder of Democracy Advocates and the husband of Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, said Tuesday that he was stepping back from his role after a conservative activist released a video appearing to show them plotting to disrupt his campaign events. And in the video, you can see that he and some other strategists are advising protesters to get captured on camera, causing a commotion. And so it looks like where there's smoke, there may be fire, and the video also shows Scott Fogel, the national field director for the Progressive American United for Change, explaining how anti-Trump protesters are paid. He also says mentally ill and homeless people were paid to disrupt rallies. Wow. And of course, there was that mention of it at the debate. That was one of the things that was said, and that's why Fogel said on video that her campaign paid the DNC, and the DNC pays Democracy Partners, and Democracy Partners pays the Fogel Group, and the Fogel Group, etc., and that's how it all rolls downhill. So pretty interesting, I think, that little nugget. But like Ellen said, you still have to vet out that story, but you do have things on tape that absolutely do not make any sense. And I believe the polls are showing different things across the board. We're going to talk more about that and let you hear some more of the debate next here on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much. Because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them.
The Affordable Care Act extended the solvency of the Medicare Trust Fund. So if he repeals it, our Medicare problem gets worse.
All right, more slices of the debate. Some of what was said, we'll go through this as we move along. So a lot of personal exchanges. There was the fiery exchanges and the final moments, the final debate between the two, and not an exchange. But there was also, I think, a great job done by Chris Wallace, and there were issues that were actually gotten in from Foreign Affairs to Supreme Court Justice to abortion, gun rights, all of that was mixed in this time around. So it was actually refreshing to hear a little bit more of a deep dive, if I can call it that, for this third debate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's what we're talking about, the campaign trail, which has been fraught with potholes and pebbles and throwing stones and all of that in between. So, it's just interesting to see how this unfolded in meanings of what happened when they hit the stage, including the fact of how they dressed, no shaking of the hands in the beginning, no shaking of the hands at the end. The families didn't shake hands, so this is war, which is perhaps why there is so much criticism over Trump's refusal to accept the election results, and it sparked a huge bipartisan debate, blasting the campaign or the presidential campaigns as rigged, and then now at the debate, asked whether he would accept it no matter the outcome, he said, I will tell you at the time, I will keep you in suspense. So you had a lot of politicians like Lindsey Graham, not a friend of Donald Trump, certainly, who has refused to back him, said that doing the party and country a great, he's doing it, the party and the country a great disservice by continuing to suggest the outcome of the election is out of his hands and rigged against him. If he loses, it will not be because the system is rigged, but because he failed as a candidate. Nancy Pelosi, on the Democratic side, House Democratic leader, said after the debate that just when you think you've seen it all from Donald Trump, he stoops to a new low with his contempt for the sanctity of our elections. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid tweeted that Trump must immediately reverse course and say he'll accept the results. Well, he's not going to do that. Laura Ingraham said, longtime conservative talk host, he should have said he would accept the results of the election. There is no option unless we're in a recount again, which I agree, that's ridiculous. Steve Schmidt, a GOP strategist, said the answer was a disqualifying moment and represented a clear and present danger to our constitutional order. So plenty of Republicans are not on board with what Trump said. I would have to agree. Listen, this is what you do. He has to accept the results. That was a snarky comment that, yeah, he didn't need the snarky comment. And that was the whole idea. Why throw it out there? It doesn't make any sense. Because it gets to that whole bully in the playground thing. Bottom line is, it is a coin flip, my friends. I really believe that. So if you're going to go out and vote, go out and vote. If you do not go out and vote, then you kind of give up your right to whine, I think. It's so important to vote, especially in this election. Let me throw out the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Immigration, a big issue. We're going to talk about that in just a second. That obviously was part of this debate as well. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
You know, throughout the whole debate, Hillary was talking to politicians. Her whole language was political inside the beltway speak. You could see people's eyes just glazing over. And Trump, he wasn't talking to politicians. He was talking to people. That was the big thing in this debate. And when it comes to the polls, Kate, look how many people they talk to when they do a poll. It's never over 1,000 people.
No, you're right.
How many people vote? Over 100 million. So that's like one person in every 100,000. That's like if you go to the biggest football stadium in Texas, all right, and it's full of people, and you go and you pick one person and say, who do you think is going to win? That's what that is. You know,
yeah,
I know in Michigan here, right, you got 100,000 people in Big House in Michigan. So the polls are there. No longer. They used to be there to reflect the opinion. Now they're there to redirect the opinion. These polls are just money making. I tell you, before I was elected to a little Republican position here in Michigan, I never ever got a call from a political poll. After I was elected, all the time. You know why? Kate, when they say our poll is only registered voters. You know why they say that? Because they know how the registered voters voted. So they know they needed to vote for some conservative cause. They'd call me if they needed to, you know, a vote for somebody else. And they called. It's just, now that is definitely rigged. And at the end, if you notice this whole, the year of Trump, shall we say, anytime he gets an answer which is obvious that he has to answer one way, he'll answer the other way. This is because of experience. You know, in your business, experience is just huge. You know when to cut in.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
You know, like 10 seconds into a call whether it's going to be a good call
or
you're going to have to, you know. And so it's almost like, I mean, carpenter, plumber, anything. Experience is like another person right there. So he knows. He says, okay, I'm supposed to answer this yes. But if I answer it no, and this, he's been doing it all year. If I answer it no, it will be outrageous, and guess who owns the news cycle? And on this question, Kate, you know, they're going to ask him, how could you say that? And then he's going to bring the boom down on him, you see, and he's going to say, well, did you see the WikiLeaks video? Did you see these videos of these people paying homeless, mentally retarded people to cause fights in conventions? Did you see when they were stacking the deck against Bernie Sanders? Did you see this? He is going to make so much political, firepower out of that question. If he had just said, yes, of course, boom, he would have lost that. It was like an ambush, an L-shaped ambush that the media just walked right into. Even the conservatives said, oh, my God, how could he answer that way? But, see, it depends what your experience is in. If your experience is in little decisions, you know, then you make your experience is good in little decisions. Trump has experience in big-time decisions, and he felt it. Yeah, I remember when he said, when they asked him, do you ever ask for forgiveness from God? You know, of course he was going to say yes. He said no. Boom. He owned the whole news cycle that way, you know?
And, yeah.
He is going to own that. He's going to tear it up. That girl, Kellyanne, whatever her name is, or Ann Kelly.
Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, she is going to just jump all over that because they have so much video now of all these people stuffing ballots. Did you see that one where they closed her eyes?
I did.
She closed her eyes so she wouldn't get thrown in jail. Like you know, that's going to help her, you know. So it's going to be an easy, everybody thought he had to say yes. And you know what? A lot of people said they wanted him to say no so that he would then say, hey, have you seen all the videos? But he didn't go either way. No one
go either way.
Strings. And this way, everybody's got to be talking about it. But realistically, that was the end of the debate, the whole debate. He was talking to the people. Clinton was talking to the politicians. And I tell you, this is my prediction. The white young male who voted for Bernie Sanders, who's a liberal, is going to vote in a protest vote. You watch.
For Donald Trump. I think we're going to see a lot of that kind of thing, Tomas, thank you, happening in this election. That's why I say, Democrats, beware. Hang through. We come up next. More on odds and ends and more on that debate.
Of a crowd talk to you, so I want your shoes.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Debate? Were you watching the Cubs, perhaps? Yeah, a lot of people turn into baseball fans at the tail end of the year when we swing into baseball playoffs. And, of course, the Cubs, having not won a World Series since 1908, they bounce back to even their series at 2-2 against the Dodgers by blowing out Los Angeles in L.A. And they did it almost right from the beginning. A lot of people in Los Angeles ran for the hills to go get sushi or do whatever else they do at, you know, when they get stuck in traffic on the 101. But the Cubs blew them out 10-2. So that series will go longer. And hats off to the Tribe. The Cleveland Indians shut down the Blue Jays 3-0. And what was really interesting is there was a little bit of scuttlebutt, almost like politics, sports and politics, ooh, hand in hand. Absolutely. There's the people that toe the line and the renegades. And there's the people that come out swinging for the fences. There's so many analogies you could make between, I'm serious, between politics and sports. There's no question about it. So for the Cleveland Indians, that's pretty huge. Just to, boom, they go out 4-1 with the 3-0 win. And what happened was they, it seemed a little bit dicey, perhaps. They had Ryan Merritt on the mound, right? The Cleveland Indians thought that their best hope from whoever they started would count on Andrew Miller, who is their closer, and just get the kid to get them deep enough into the game. But Merritt kept the Indians in this thing, and Cleveland gets its first trip to the World Series. So the 24-year-old lefty defied the expectations, shutting down the big bats of the Blue Jays. So that's the underdog script by turning in an incredible performance. LeBron James apparently was on hand after the Cavaliers earned the first pro sports championship since 1964 with their win in the NBA playoffs to win the championship. And now here's Cleveland in the World Series. In the World Series, waiting to see whether it's going to be the Cubs or the Los Angeles Dodgers. And there was a funny thing that happened before the game. This is what I'm saying. It's like the war of words, like we see in politics. Their Toronto big swinging hitter, Jose Bautista, said, "With our experience in the lineup, I'm pretty sure the pitcher, Merritt, is going to be shaking in his boots more than we are." And after they were eliminated, he took sort of a different tone, saying, "He seemed to make the right pitches at the right time." There were memes all over the place where they showed the pitcher with boots on. There was even in the clubhouse a boot with champagne in it. So they were kind of shoving it in the faces of Toronto after Batista's comments. But anyway, they move on, for the people listening to us who are Cleveland Indian fans, to the World Series and wait to see, as I mentioned, what happens between Chicago and Los Angeles to see who comes out of that series, and now it is dead even. Motoring through, believe it or not, a few other things that are happening, and of course we will bounce back to the campaign trail here in a second. It is like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, isn't it? Oh boy, it really is. Here's what also has come across my radar screen when it comes to what else is buzzing, what's buzzworthy, what's buzzing around the nation. And I mentioned the baseball playoffs, of course. That's pretty big. There are also people talking about the last state dinner. That's what was happening with the Obamas. They had a kind of a different state. I shouldn't say that different. It was their last one because he's been in office for 8 years. So Tuesday night's Italian state dinner was the last. And Michelle Obama went with her hair down. So that's what people are talking about. She was there with, you know, celebrity chef Mario Batali. He was there, and it was a kind of a who's who of, you know, Hollywood. And Jerry Seinfeld was there. There were a lot of, and his wife Jessica Seinfeld, they were both there. There were 300 guests. James Taylor, I don't know. But anyway, there were conversations about that. Also, Blake Shelton and his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. Ooh, I can't. Half the time now when I look at who the singers are or who some of the younger actors are, it's like, wow, I'm not quite sure who that is, right? It's that celebrity gossip is pretty popular with a lot of people. So there are folks who really, really watch that stuff and can tell you who who was where, but I am not one of those people. Okay, let's bounce to a couple of other odds and ends, and the other odds and ends include, who won the last debate. A lot of you are sending me all kinds of emails on that, so just keep those coming. We're going to talk more about that again in our next show as well. And you can always throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Here's another spark of conversation. The Tesla cars are now self-driving. Will they self-drive whoever the next president is, with the Secret Service still doing what they do? Just kind of interesting that all their cars, vans, whatever, are being produced, or SUVs, are being produced in their factory. They include the Model 3, will have hardware they say needed for full self-driving capability at safety levels substantially greater than of a human driver. What? Elon Musk, this is what he wanted. He said it's going to take time to complete the validation of the software, get regulatory approval, but the important thing is that the foundation is laid. So Tesla spent some time testing this, and what happens in heavy rain, fog, dust, all the factors you can imagine, and they're just looking at ways they can improve it, but that's pretty wild. So if you get a Tesla car, it's going to have the capabilities of having the self-driving deal with it, but might not be activated for a while, but you'll at least have that. We bounce back to the campaign, and I think it bears, or it is worth mentioning, Chris Wallace and how he handled it. Because, you know, it's not intimidating. He's not a guy that would get intimidated. But knowing what had happened in the last couple of debates, certainly wanted to keep things on track. And during Wednesday night's debate, Chris Wallace held Hillary Clinton's feet to the fire, too, over allegations that the Clinton Foundation engaged in pay-for-play when she served as Secretary of State. And he said, there have been a lot of developments over the last 10 years since the last debate. I'd like to ask you about them. These are questions that the American people have. Secretary Clinton, during your 2009 Senate confirmation hearing, you promised to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest with your dealing with the Clinton Foundation while you were Secretary of State. Emails show that donors got special access to you. Can you really say you kept your pledge to the Senate committee, and what happened and what went on between you and the Clinton Foundation? Why isn't it what Mr. Trump calls pay to play? And then she answered, everything I did as Secretary of State was in furtherance of our country's interests and values. Even the State Department said that is what Hillary Clinton is saying. And she described all the good works the Clinton Foundation does around the world, and said that that's what the Clinton Foundation was about. And Wallace said, Secretary, respectfully, this is an open discussion. A specific question went to pay for play. Do you want to address that? And she didn't address it. So they nailed her. Chris Wallace nailed her on a few things. He had done his research. Of course he did. He's a journalist and very good. And he really lived up to his billing in trying to keep things on course and trying to make it fair, actually. If he was going to come out with something about Clinton, then he had something about Trump that needed to be cleared up, and that was the name of the game. So this campaign gets, debate gets high marks in a couple of directions, and certainly in the moderation direction, high marks. No doubt about that. Absolutely. And by the way, this was all, as we went to Ellen at the top of this, this was all at UNLV. So in Las Vegas for this final debate. Coming back, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Have Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Boom, boom, boom. Ramadamadamadamadamadindum. Ramadamadamadamadamadindum. Ramadamadamadamadindum. 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 Ramadamadamadamadindum.
Sit in the back for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we traverse back and forth over the campaigns and the race to the White House in 2016. And it has been such a long race at that, with some really wicked, crazy storylines to boot. You cannot make this stuff up. Guarantee there will be a TV movie about Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that. For now, though, we turn our attention to fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo.
Bingo!
So Nathan Reeder joins us for this segment. Hi, Nathan.
Bula.
I like that. Absolutely. All right, you're going to love this first one. How about this man, a Missouri guy, is accused of convincing a woman to buy him a Lamborghini, and wait, there's more, and a Corvette as part of an online dating swindle that has stretched across several states. So I'm thinking, I got to see what this guy looks like. What is he, Clooney-esque? Is he sort of a young, I don't know, Matt Damon? What does he look like?
The internet is totally known for really good-looking people using it to hide behind. I know that, so it's got to be.
Yes.
So it was Clooney, right?
No, not Clooney. I think Clooney could talk perhaps somebody into that.
Yes.
This was this dude, 28-year-old Timothy Roussel. He was arrested a couple of days ago, charged with one count of impersonating a federal officer, four counts of identity theft. So he had that going on. But he was in this con. He was, you're strictly a con guy, where he would convince these women to buy the cars for him, drive them for a little bit, and then secretly sell them while telling the women they were stolen. The Lamborghini you bought me, baby, it was stolen. The Corvette, it was stolen. And I guess he did it enough times and did it enough different places that they finally nabbed him. There was somebody in Pennsylvania, somebody in Illinois, somebody in Florida. Wow, that is crazy. So fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
I'm going to say bingo that it is fruits and nuts that people just are...
How do you do that, Nathan?
I
don't care if you have money. How do you do that? You say, oh, yes, I have met you. Let me go buy you a Lamborghini. That is, I don't know, desperate women. I don't know what that is about.
Oh, see, you were talking about that side. I mean,
you're talking about the other side.
Yeah, so it's understandable that people make bad, selfish decisions that they would try to con women out of that. But it's upon the woman to make the real...
Yeah, to be big girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
be smart,
maybe that's
ladies.
Just because you're a woman. I mean, because I totally feel like the man was kind of in the wrong from the start.
Oh, no, definitely.
I mean...
He definitely was in the wrong from the start. I mean, come on, tricking them to do that, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Redunculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it sounds like emotion kind of... blinded in the way just bit. Yes.
Yeah. Be careful out there. It's a dangerous world. Okay, I love it. Are you going to love this one? You know, I don't know what it is about guys, and all of you dudes out there could address this. It's like, I don't know, it's something about a prize and capturing a fabulous prize. And even if you're on a boardwalk or at a state fair, the whole idea of winning a giant, ugly, overstuffed animal and handing it to your woman. But the other part is when people have trophies of fishes or lobsters, even perhaps, there is this picture of this lobster, and this is radio, but if you peeps could see this, you need to Google this and see this lobster. So this fisherman, Tristan Loescher, in Bermuda, was fishing for gray snapper one night after Hurricane Nicole, and instead discovered an enormous, I'm saying enormous, 14-pound lobster. It looked like a Hollywood creation. And he posed with the lobster. It was crazy. The Loescher, who's been lobster diving, I guess, for about 15 years, said he thinks he'll never in his life will he ever see one that big. And I'm going to agree with him. This thing was huge. I mean, scary huge. It would have scared me to death to even get near it. It could be, they say it could be 30 or 40 years old.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of that thing, and he's huge.
Is that crazy? People, it's huge. It's a huge, scary thing, yes.
No, it's not scary.
Think it's scary.
I think he's,
oh, it's
I think
scary
it's
to me.
Huge.
Oh.
I haven't seen this in a long time, but diving underwater is a different experience.
Oh,
and I do remember seeing, lobstery kind of things that were really large. And it's a different world.
I've done it. I know. I'm with you. Malakini in Maui, I did it. And I saw a guy grab my arm, pull me down lower to show me an octopus that was lodged in the rock.
Yep.
Hey, I hope you can breathe. Let me grab you. And I was like, whoa. It was pretty cool. I mean, you're right. I saw turtles, giant turtles in my face. I mean, huge.
What do you think they think of us?
Oh.
Are we scary?
I'd like to eat for dinner. I don't know. Maybe we are. What do you think? I think turtles don't want to be near you. I think they're happy floating in their own world, and they just want to avoid the humans.
Yeah.
I do, because they don't want to be captured. They don't want to be, like, put in some cage and have to try to crawl around. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they knew that was going to happen. But, you know, I think they're not as freaked out quickly like some other animals on the sea, but...
I agree with you. So what do you think of the lobster? Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Well, don't shred it.
Yeah,
we'll
shred
go with bingo. It's huge.
Yeah, bingo's good. It's huge.
Prehistoric posing is cool.
Yeah. It looks prehistoric. That's a good way to put it. It looks prehistoric. Here's me with my prehistoric piece of fish. And they don't really say what he did with it. I mean, you're going to what pot are you going to boil that in?
Outdoor pot.
Yeah, well, it'd have to be a heck of an outdoor. Yep. It'd have to be like a witch's pot or something.
Yep.
You know, I'd have to go to a meeting and find a giant pot. It'd be just crazy. All right, let's do another one. This is pretty interesting. Oh, there's so many things that are interesting, including this. Wayne's World Pacer, you know, the car, which was, pretty cool looking if you go back and look at Wayne's World.
So cool.
Yes, very cool. I'm serious. Do you know that they auctioned it off? There's an auction that they auctioned off the car. So the top five cars that were auctioned in this Vegas car deal included that. The Ford Mustang Boss 429 got $357. The Ford Shelby 1967, which is really cool, got $275,000. And then there was a Rolls Royce Silver Ghost sedan from Porn Stars that got $181,000. But the gavel fell down on Wayne's World's AMC Pacer. Ready for this? $37,400. That's pretty cheap compared to those other ones. But
yeah.
That was a crazy car. Pacer.
37 for that piece of memorabilia is not bad. I mean, yeah. it is a lot, but, you know, whatever. If you're going that far, then you probably already have to have a lot to be even thinking that that's an okay purchase.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. They said the stereo system was optional, and all the props inside the car are the original ones. Said the steering rack was rebuilt, the exhaust, the water pump, but everything else is like original in it.
Was the stereo an A-track in there?
Yes. How cool is that?
I don't know. How funny. Cool is it?
Driving around, I say bingo, because driving around in that, you would attract attention. It would be hilarious.
Sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bingo!
Don't shred it quite yet.
Yeah. Really cool. It's like that light blue, baby blue, super light blue with the flames. Crazy. All right, Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
Yeah, Kate, thank you.
We're off. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.